The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You know, yesterday was a very special day. I can't tell you exactly what it was yet, but I want to play this audio for you real quick.
I don't care if I'm on some stupid ofrenda.
Name that character. Name that movie. I'll explain why after we say very good morning. Hey, it's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
877-730-DCS1. And of course, the phone is ringing immediately. Okay, Jaime, you say you know what movie or what character that is. Tell me.
It's Miguel from Coco.
Oh, yes, got it. Sir. Do you love that movie?
Oh, man, yeah, that's a real good movie. My kids love it.
Oh, it's so good. Whenever I'm feeling a little blue or a little down, I watch it. When I'm missing my Nana and my Theo Frankie, I watch it. It just makes me feel so good.
And there's not even a kid around.
And there's not even a child around, and I'm watching it. What are you up to this morning, Jaime?
On my way to work.
What are your plans for Christmas?
Just stay home, open presents with the kids.
That's the way you do it. That's the best plan. What about presents for you? Nothing for you?
Whatever my wife decides to give me.
That's the way it works, right?
That's right.
Have you been doing any shopping for Christmas?
I've already actually almost done with Christmas shopping. Been doing it for like the past 2 months.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, Jaime, you're so good. When you shop, do you buy something for everyone and one thing for yourself?
That would be a nice way to do it, but that's not the way I do it.
Oh, that's just me then. All right, whatever. Jaime, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Call back more often, okay? Merry Christmas again.
All right, Merry Christmas to you too.
Bye.
Bye.
So yesterday was Walt Disney Day, and I forgot to mention Coco. And anytime I can mention Coco, I'm going to do it. All right, Anthony A., what's today's national day?
All right, let's start with National Special Education Day.
Oh, my gosh. I want to thank all the teachers who teach special education. You are you're extraordinary people. Seriously, and to the parents as well of special needs children. I know how difficult it can be. You're angels.
And stop using the R word.
Yes, thank you, Otto. Seriously.
And we also have National Fritters Day. Delicious. You guys, like, when it comes to fritters, do you guys...
Apple fritter.
Apple fritter?
Mm. What is a fritter?
So it's more like a small pastry type of situation.
Delicious
and
is what
it
is.
They can kind of come in either sweet or savory. And I'm more like automatic. I'm more of a sweet fritter guy myself.
Well, I had a fritter?
You've had an apple fritter before.
At your house.
You've had them.
I've had empanadas. I don't know what a fritter
it's
is.
It's kind of like a basically an empanada.
Basically, like an empanada. There you
kinda.
Go.
That's okay. It. Well, then just call it empanada.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Giving Tuesday, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving is known as Giving Tuesday, encouraging you to volunteer or donate to a charity if you can.
It really is a big deal. And I know that we always talk about money, donation, checks. I'm telling you now, food banks, foster care, these people want your time. That is worth more in some instances than money. So if you can, do it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so we're going to give your person a test that's gone viral on Instagram and TikTok right now. Now, actually, you can't take the test at this very second, right? Because then
you got to spring it on them.
You got to spring it on them. It's called the Bird Theory. And did I pass? I'll tell you after we hear from Sean Copeland, who shared this theory on Instagram.
The Bird Theory. You're supposed to test your partner with it to determine the strength of your relationship. Here's the gist. If your partner sees something small and random, like a bird outside the window, and says, "Babe, look, a bird," what do? If you respond with curiosity or interest, you know, like, "Oh yeah, cool, where?" then you pass. But if you ignore them, you grunt or you say, "And," then you fail.
Right.
It's based on findings from a relationship researcher who I've studied under, John Gottman. He studied couples and can predict divorce with an amazing accuracy. And he calls the bird theory basically a bid for connection. A bid is any tiny attempt that your partner makes to connect with you. It could be, look at that bird. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen to this song. You'll never guess what happened at work today. When you respond warmly, even in small moments like that, you build trust. When you dismiss or ignore those micro moments, distance can grow over time. The bird theory explains something that therapists have known for a long time, that healthy relationships, they don't thrive on big dramatic moments and gestures. They thrive on little moments of connection.
Tiny, tiny. And I know I'm not alone when I say there are times when I say something and Otto just won't answer me. My husband here just
maybe
won't
I didn't
answer
hear
me.
You.
Before we
he
get to your me. Theories of what you've been through, did you pass or fail the test?
I passed that test.
Nice.
With flying colors.
There you go, dude.
I said, Dana, You should have seen this bird I saw. And she said, what kind of bird?
Immediately. This morning I said, hey, Otto, can you do something? Can blah, blah, blah. Silence. Hey, Otto.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
You 100%. You just never acknowledged me. I saw another guy. There's a therapist on Instagram. And he said, if you think that your wife is starting a fight with you over something, think about what led to that. If she asks you a question and you don't answer, she's going to get upset. And immediately she's going to say, why are you not? It's the bird theory. It's that. connection, listening, patterns.
If Otto told me he saw a bird on today, I'd be like, who'd you cut off? But the bigger thing for me is, what is up with all these men throwing other men under the bus right now, bro?
They're not throwing men under
the
bus.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
How many divorces does Sean Copeland have? That's what I want to know.
None.
Yeah, I bet he does anyway.
How many years have we been married?
Yeah.
A lot. I don't even know how many.
What is it like? 17 years.
Yeah.
I understand what he's saying, though, about small gestures and small moments of affection going a really long way for your partner, but I don't think like a bird.
So it's not even a gesture.
I think after year 15, you should have like a couple moments where you can just not listen.
It has. God, I can't stand it. It really has nothing to do with a gesture. It has to do with being acknowledged, being seen, and being heard. When you speak, Otto, it matters to me.
I don't have a lot to say a lot of the time.
And
though.
I want. But once in a while, I would like to be heard and listened to. And even if you don't care, sometimes you're talking about your stupid basketball stuff. I don't even know what you're saying. And I'm going, yes, honey, yes, because I love you.
I think I'm a great listener. I respond to almost everything you say.
Of course you do.
I'm the one who came up with the test. You think I'm going to throw myself under the bus?
You tested me. You didn't want to be tested.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Okay, so let's talk about the biggest and most popular baby names of 2025. So the reason we get them at the end of the year is the Social Security Office releases the baby names.
Mm.
Not the numbers at all. Not the Social Security numbers, but they do release top baby names.
I've been giving all my information to everybody on the internet for so long. I was just like,
you're like, cool, whatever. Right. It doesn't even matter.
I was like, did they at least click I accept? Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. No, I don't even know if they do that. So the number 5 girl name is Mia. Number 4 is Charlotte. I love Charlotte. Number 3 is Amelia, which, by the way, is a very old name comeback. Number 2 is
Charlotte.
Number 2 is Emma. Number 1 is Olivia.
But then there's the top 20. There's the top 100 for 2025.
Well, where's that?
That, right?
No.
So Olivia's number 5, Liam's number 4, Mia's number 3, Amelia's number 2, and Kai is number 1.
Kai.
All right.
I want Kai Sinat, maybe. I don't know.
I think Kai is also, Kai could be any.
I know people call Kylie Jenner Kai. I don't know.
I like Kai.
I like Kai too.
Cool.
I just hadn't heard it.
You want to invite Kai to a party or you could trust Kai.
Is Kai a girl or a boy? Kai could be both.
It could even be a they, them.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Of the list of everyone we named, Charlotte's the one that kind of stands out to me.
Why?
Growing up, we used to read that book called Charlotte's Web. Charlotte's a pretty name, but it's also like an older one. It's a throwback.
I love that name, though. I love classic names. I think that they withstand the test of time, which is why they come back.
Hmm.
Don't get me wrong. I love all the sweet names. Like, you know what never makes a list? Dana.
Dana.
Nobody ever. Dana, I don't.
Strong, non-binary name.
It is non-binary. I used to cry when I was little, Anthony, because the only Danas I knew were all boys. And there was one that used to sack our groceries. And I would beg my Nana, why do you name me Dana? Why? And she'd be like, Dana, I can't forget what she'd call it, but I would just cry.
Dana, sports writer Dana.
He's a man.
Dana. We're not going to get out of here without DJ Automatic revealing.
Okay, what's the government?
Well, I guess my name is non-binary too, because I've met a lot of girls that have my name. My name is Merit. Like merit roll, merit badge, merit.
Merit.
So merit.
Yeah, merit. Yes.
And no one calls him that. Because
nobody calls me merit. No. If you call me merit, then I'm like.
Oh, you've known me. Yeah.
Are you trying to serve me papers? What are you trying to do?
That's the last thing you want to say on the radio. Now everyone's going to see you out and be like, hey, merit, dude.
Oh, no. It's crazy because I can always tell people who know me from how they know me. People who know me from the radio always, hey, what's up, Otto? How you doing, Otto? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
so. Childhood friends. What's up, merit? Hold on. Let me get the phone. We have Maria on the line. Maria, where did you get your name from? Why is it Maria?
Mine, I got it from my aunt, but my name is Marisabel.
That's beautiful.
And my granddaughter, she's Kylie, and we call her Kai.
There you go. See?
Is this really another Kylie Jenner impact? No way.
I think so. Oh my God, I think it is. Is that why her name is Kylie? Because of Kylie Jenner?
I don't know. My daughter named her Kylie.
Got it.
You'd have to ask your daughter. Yeah. And if she did, she probably would never admit it. Maria, hold on. Don't hang up. Hold on. So it's all in a name. And if you would like the full name list, you can DM me. Send me a direct message at Dana Cortez
on
Instagram.
Let's bring Anthony back. We need more Anthonys out there, guys.
There's very popular Anthonys out there.
Oh, whoa, hater over here. Hold on, that's not very jealous because
Anthony at least makes top 20 merit. Dana, boring. They're never going to make it.
Came off the top, bro. What Anthony hurt you?
Horrible.
Merit.
All right, hold on. We have one more call. Miss Annie, how are you? All right, where did your name come from? Do you love your name?
I don't have a very popular name, and it's hard to find my name in very many places. And then my brother, who's also here, and my little sister. Mm-hmm. So my brother, his middle name is passed down through multiple generations.
What's his middle name?
Barton.
Oh, I love Barton. He's like, hey, don't tell her, my government. You know what, Barton? Annie and I are friends. Okay, and what's your other sibling's name?
My little sister's name is Thea Bella.
Oh, I love that.
Very rare, like, made-up name. It's named after my mom's best friend and a dog and one of her kids that she used to teach.
Okay. Aww. So Annie, first of all, I think it's a beautiful name and it's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
The classic names never go out of style. And I understand what you said. You can never find it. You know, when Coca-Cola or Dr. Pepper, they make the bottles with the special names on them. Annie, do you ever see yours?
No.
Me either. I never see Dana.
That's a shame.
The keychains, do you ever see Annie?
No.
Exactly. We need to make our own, okay, Annie?
Annie, I travel. I am on a search for a keychain for you, okay?
We're going to find something, Annie. Key,
is it A-N-N-E? Is that how we're doing it?
I-E.
My bad.
A-N-N-I-E.
Yep. My bad, Annie. You're going to learn a lot about me. One is I misspell everything, so...
Annie, we love you so much.
Love you, Dana.
Love you too. Bye, Barton. Bye, Theabella. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Docuseries Sean Combs The Reckoning is on Netflix. Now, I don't know if you watched it yet, but I did see part of the interview that Robin Roberts did with 50 Cent, executive producer, director behind the scenes. And she came out swinging with a question. Some of the most salacious answers. I'm going to play it for you right now after celebrity birthdays, Anthony. Hey.
We have Nelly Furtado, Aaron Rodgers, Charlie Puth, and Britney Spears celebrating their birthday.
Britney. Happy birthday, Britney Spears. Okay, probably one of the most anticipated docuseries in a minute. 50 Cent has been talking about it for a very long time. The fact that he got it done while Sean Combs is in jail. Wow, the behind-the-scene footage, never-before-seen video 50 has obtained somehow.
This is like Kris Jenner levels of executive producing. He was on it.
Yeah, and as much as 50 says he don't like, that he doesn't have a problem with Diddy, he obviously doesn't like him.
He does have a problem with him, and you know what he does? And he's talked about openly how he never liked him in the beginning. He addresses some of that in the interview, and let me tell you, Robin came out swinging with the questions.
Was there anything that surprised you when you were watching?
It was surprising that he actually filmed it.
He's like, why you put all this on camera, fool? Like, you're literally committing crimes and you're documenting everything? And then back to your point, Otto, about, you know, 50 not liking Diddy and this going back. She asks about that, too.
How do you respond to people who say that it's more about the disdain that you have for Sean Combs than it is for giving the victims a platform?
What they consider a pre-existing beef, right, for 20 years, is me being uncomfortable with him suggesting that he takes me shopping, or I looked at it like it was like a tester. Like, maybe you'll come play with me.
It was at that moment that 50 Cent knew exactly what Sean Diddy was about, that the rumors were true. This is a man who, in my opinion, likes men, has a problem with those feelings, and so tries to engage in other activities to, I guess, satisfy himself. I don't know. But in the meantime, he's harming a lot of people in doing so, including Cassie Ventura, who was so brave on that stand, her and many others who suffered at the hands of this man. And Robin continues with the questioning.
Cassie, is she a victim in all this?
I believe Cassie's a victim in all this because she came in as such, she's like 18, like 19 years old in the very beginning. After a while, over time, you conditioned for it.
Well, it's like 50 Cent said, he basically took her under his wing at 18 and
even if you're manipulated everything. Though, you can be manipulated. You can be emotionally abused. And before you know it, you're doing things that you never in your wildest dreams
would have ever thought. What is it called? I've seen it on
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, I've seen it on true crime documentaries. Stockholm Syndrome, right?
You literally just feel like you want to live. And we all witnessed that one small video. And you're telling me now that you think that was consensual?
Yeah.
That woman was completely emotionally and physically torn down. Now Robin gets back into the questions when it comes to the beef between Diddy and 50. And I loved his answer here.
Do you think that hip hop culture was on trial as much as Sean Combs was?
Look, if I didn't say anything, you would have interpreted as the hip hop is fine with his behaviors. It would allow the entire culture to register as if they're for that.
You agree with that?
I think it's a
little bit of both.
I think it's a little bit of both. And I think and I understand Robin's questioning for him, but I do think we have to give 50 Cent, and I don't say credit's the word, but he's been warning us about this for decades.
Years.
I remember hearing about the whole him being upset with Diddy asking him to go shopping story at least like 10 years ago. So 50 Cent has been
saying this for
a long time.
But he's also one who definitely holds a grudge because, I mean, it's been 20 years since the whole John Will thing happened.
I want to say something. I want to give him credit to all the other people that stood by. And we know the story. I'm going to repeat the story. Prince was having a party and Diddy was allegedly hurting Cassie, was abusing her. And Usher and Neo were there and didn't do nothing. Prince had to step in with his security, toss him off wherever they were. And then Cassie ended up leaving because she was scared. So, yes, I'm glad you gave him credit. He deserves it. He's been speaking about it. So many others turned a blind eye, you know, and did nothing. The last question that Robin Roberts asked 50 Cent, man, his answer is so courteous.
If Sean Combs watches this, what do you think he's going to feel?
Like, wow, this is amazing. I think he's going to say this is the best documentary I've seen in a long time. And I mean, he may feel a different way about pieces and bits of it, but he knows the truth.
If that's not the most 50 Cent thing I've ever heard.
That man is so petty.
He should just remake Wankston in honor of Diddy. Seriously.
So some of the proceeds are going to the victims.
Oh, I know they are. Yeah, he said it was going to happen, and he's doing it. So if you watch the documentary, the docuseries, what do you think? 877-730-DCS1. I will be watching today and doing a recap of my thoughts tomorrow.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Now, one of your favorite fruits is going to taste like one of your favorite drinks. I could not believe when Otto gave me the deets and he's going to give them to you in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
All right, so Amazon is issuing $2.5 billion in refunds because a judge found that they had scammed folks out of Prime memberships without their knowledge.
Oh.
And the inability to cancel these memberships, making it very difficult.
How much are we getting back?
I don't know. I'm a Prime member because I want to be okay.
It's all voluntary over here.
You know your wife orders a lot. But here's the thing. You can find out if you, you know, qualify for some of this refund by hitting me at Dana Cortez on Instagram, and I will send you the story. $2.5 billion?
Man.
That's what Jeff Bezos spends on a weekend. I'm trying to make a joke.
Obviously, it wasn't funny then. All right. So Dole has a new pineapple out. They've been working on this pineapple for 15 years in Honduras.
Genetically modified pineapple?
Yes, and it tastes like a piña colada.
Let's go with the GMO. I'm here for it.
They're called the Colada Royale pineapple, and they're not saying it's novelty or a gimmick, that this pineapple will be around forever. They're using it to celebrate 125 years of business.
Oh, my gosh. I'm here for this, and it's okay. Think about this. Corn is genetically modified. Way back in the millennia, a long time ago. And
it was
more like
a grass, right?
It was a grass. It wasn't more like a grass. And the indigenous, our ancestors, Anthony, from this part of the world, genetically modified it. And now we have elote.
Nice.
So think about it. We have elote and a pina colada pineapple. Come on. The world is a great place.
I used to always like the Dole pineapple juice. I'd mix it with like Hennessy and Sprite.
Well, now you get
well, that. Just go yeah, right to it. Next level. He can blend this up with some whatever you put in there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Funny lady Amy Schumer has lost more than 30 pounds. Did she do it naturally? Or did she use the skinny shot? I will tell you after we get celebrity birthdays. Anthony A.
We have Aaron Rodgers, Charlotte Puth, and Britney Spears celebrating their birthday.
Aww. Happy birthday, Britney Spears. Okay, so Amy Schumer, she's been in a lot of great movies, been stand-up comedy for years, and she's always joked about her looks. You know when you joke about something, it's because normally, in my what I do, something that bothers me.
You're insecure about it.
Something that causes me pain. It's a way that you deal with trauma, whatever the case is. And she underwent liposuction in 2022. She spoke openly about that. Now that she's lost all this weight, I mean, she's unrecognizable. She said, yes, I use a skinny shot. But here's the thing. She first used the brand Wegovy, and it made her feel really bad. So she switched to Mounjaro. And she said she felt great and lost all this weight, and she's still losing.
I thought they're all the same thing. So different.
No.
Different GLP-1s
no.
So work for different
when,
people.
Remember when I was seeing Dr. Franco and he was talking to me about the skinny shot? I took it for a little bit because I'd gained like 15 pounds. And remember, I used to be really overweight, so I get freaked out when I start gaining weight. He titrated it and used a special brand for me because I didn't have a lot of weight. It is all according to your body. And I'm going to tell you right now, all these online places where you just go get stuff, that's why people are getting sick. Go to a doctor. Go to a doctor and make sure that the person knows how you're feeling, that you can have one-on-ones, and they're focused on your health, which is what Amy Schumer talked about. She looks
15 years younger.
Weight does add age. When I post photos of myself when I was overweight, we're talking 15 years ago. People say, oh my gosh, you look so much older. Which is insane to me because I wasn't, obviously, but the weight. Jelly Roll, think about him. He says he didn't use the GLP-1.
Oh.
He lost naturally. Adele. How much weight? She says she did it naturally.
There's a lot of big people that lost a lot of weight with all these without GLP-1.
Adele was years ago though.
Oh.
Adele's
been for a while.
It was before her CBS.
Before. Oprah. Now she says she got a GLP-1. She's been fighting her weight since. I mean, was she on the TV since the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
She's been talking about this since then.
Bouncing up and
it's
down.
The first time in her life she said she's been able to keep a stable weight. Serena Williams, an athlete, she's like, I'm working out like a real athlete 5 days a week and could not drop 28 pounds.
Now she's an endorser.
After she did it, she was like, I have to tell people about this and try to erase the stigma.
Did Lizzo use it?
I don't know. She lost
a lot of weight recently as well.
And she's, and she is open about it. I don't know if she did a GLP-1, though. I know I see her up in the gym, though. She posts photos of her working out at the gym, so who knows?
Well, it's also not like a miracle cure. You still need to, like, change your lifestyle.
That's what it's all about. That's why I said you got to go to a doctor. So when I saw Dr. Franco, that's what he said. He's like, this is just to train you. Yeah. This is not a forever, thing.
I was recently talking to a friend of mine, and he said he was 625 pounds.
Oh, Otto.
And they put him on a GLP-1, and they started having him exercise, and he lost 125 pounds almost instantly. But
it's
now
retraining your body and your eating.
Yeah, but
habits.
now that he's under five and he's starting to get, he's having a harder time getting it off, but it's coming off. He's just got to, like I told him, you just got to stay on it, bud.
Don't worry about what people tell you. You need to do what you need to do to get healthy. I'm with Serena Williams. Erase the stigma and get right with yourself. All right, check the photo of Amy Schumer at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.